Hello, and welcome to United Way Cares on KDNK Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. My name is Tracy Gurley-Tomaszewski, and I am on the Board of Directors for United Way Battlement to the Bells. United Way Battlement to the Bells' mission is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities throughout the Roaring Fork, Crystal, and Colorado River Valleys, from Battlement Mesa to Aspen, and to advance the common good for all, focusing on education, financial well-being, and health. We work to support local nonprofits through funding, and now with the United Way Battlement to the Bells AmeriCorps Vista Project. To learn more, please call 970-625-8189 or visit unitedwaybb.org. As with so many things since the start of the pandemic, United Way Battlement to the Bells is experiencing its own renaissance. As I transition away from United Way, I welcome Angela Mills, the new executive director for United Way Battlement to the Bells. Welcome, Angela.
Hi, Tracy. Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely. It's such a pleasure to have you. Today is a pretty informal interview. I want to get to know you, and I want the listeners to get to know you as well. Can you tell me a little bit more about yourself and how you came to the Roaring Fork Valley?
Sure. My husband and I moved to this area 4 years ago now and fell in love instantly and have no plans on leaving. I mean, how can you leave this? What a beautiful area. What a beautiful community. And we really saw the love and caring that everyone has for their neighbor throughout dealing with the pandemic. And I think that that just really cemented that this is the beautiful community that we want to continue to raise our children in. Kyle and I have one 18-year-old daughter who's graduating from Coleridge this Saturday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, we're very proud of her, and I'm finding that having a kiddo graduate from high school is such a mixed bag of emotions. You're happy, you're sad, you're excited, you're scared, it's wild.
It's all the things.
It is all the things. I woke up this morning and went, oh, my gosh, it's graduation week. And I know that a lot of families can relate with that right now. And we're so happy that our kids are getting their graduation ceremonies this year. That's a beautiful thing.
Right. So what's happening with Coleridge this year?
Coleridge is doing their graduation outside in the football field. And it is unlimited attendance as of right now. And so we're excited. My parents are coming in from California, and a lot of family members are coming to celebrate Ari's accomplishments.
That's amazing. And in your family, as you have rooted here, has grown
tremendously.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit more?
So Kyle and I arrived 4 years ago. In that time span, we've added three children to our family. Ari was first to come about 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago. We met her when she was 13, and she moved in with us when she was 14 and changed our lives in just a really amazing way. And then 9 months ago, we were blessed again with the addition of, at the time, they were 18 months and three. Now they are two and four. Learning how to be starting parenting with a teenager and then adapting to, okay, these are toddlers, has been a bit of a curveball, but it's amazing how many similarities we're finding between toddlers and teenagers. They're stubborn. They think that they know everything.
Oh, yes.
Tantrums look a little different, but they come at all ages, I'm finding. Hangry is a real thing at any age, I think. So
absolutely.
Just making sure that they've rested and they've eaten is such a key.
I think it's interesting. It reminds me of another friend of mine. She as her children get older, we talk, and they're considerably older than my son. And she says, you know, you find that you teach the same lessons over and over. And so one of the things that we have taught our son is, well, that can happen. So at this point, at 3.5 years of age, anything's possible because, well, that can happen. And kind of that resiliency, teaching them that resiliency. So,
right.
Oh, I can imagine it's quite a head trip to have both spectrums, though.
Yeah, it keeps us on our toes, and it keeps us centered with what is real in life, what is important in life, the health, mental and physical health of your family members.
Mm-hmm.
Is at the center of every decision we make. And the kids have helped us in that. And you're right that life, regardless of age, we're always learning and relearning things. And Kyle and I, our birthdays are only a week apart, and we just turned 45. And these children are teaching us wonderful lessons still every day and reminding us of well, okay, did that really matter? I mean,
right.
Did it really matter that the milk spilled on the carpet?
Not really. Not ultimately.
Yeah.
Right.
So, it's just been an amazing journey ever since we set foot here in Colorado.
Absolutely. And so things that are important. You obviously are taking on United Way, Battlement
yes.
to the Bells, which is, in my mind, very important.
Yes.
And so tell me a little bit more about what excites you about United Way.
So many things excite me about United Way. And I was so overwhelmed and pleased when we started talking about this position and transitioning. And it's just been an absolute blast. But one of the things that I think is most beautiful about this position is I get to work in such a meaningful way with so many of our local nonprofits. In the time that I had at Lift Up, another just amazing, necessary organization in our community, I was able to become friends with a lot of nonprofit leaders and volunteers. And so now in this role, I get to keep working with my friends on such important day-to-day work, but in a different capacity, really helping each of those nonprofits grow
right.
and transition into our post-COVID, you know, kind of world. So that's really neat. It's getting to have impact in so many different areas, health and financial security and education, and really working with a lot of area nonprofits to make sure that the people living in our community are able to live their best life regardless of what's being thrown at them in that moment.
Right. And back to that focus of what is really important.
Right.
And I think that's something we learned with COVID was what is important is our community, the health and well-being of our community. And so, as I said, I feel like United Way is at the precipice of this renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so exciting because there are so many opportunities to work within our nonprofit community and partner with our nonprofit community. And one of the ways we do that is with the AmeriCorps Vista Project.
Yes.
And so tell me what's happening there. What do we have positions available?
We do. We have AmeriCorps Vista positions available. We actually have in-house with United Way Battlement to the Bells a Vista leader position. Very cool spot to help with the project management of the AmeriCorps Vista volunteer program.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have had previous service with AmeriCorps.
Or the Peace Corps, right?
To be qualified for this position. But once you have that and you've experienced that year of service, then you can come and help us lead our AmeriCorps Vistas, help them transition to this year of service, help them get to know our area, help keep the project on task. So I think it's a really beautiful spot and
Absolutely.
Just waiting for the right person to find it.
Definitely. And actually, I just to piggyback on that
yeah.
for a moment, if I can, the interesting thing about the leader position and the project as a whole is that all of our AmeriCorps Vista volunteers live below the poverty line.
Yes.
And so that is a huge sacrifice for a year to spend as a volunteer. In that year, they do receive an education award and they do receive medical benefits, but they really are coming in and volunteering their expertise, their knowledge,
their life experience
to our valley. And it's a really unique thing, but that leader position is huge in that mentor capacity for helping these AmeriCorps Vistas understand how to find the benefits in the community, how to sign up for SNAP, how to even find if you can't pay your rent, the Landlord-Tenant Recovery
right.
Fund, which is something new that United Way has also taken on. So that leadership position really is, it's truly, in every essence of the word, a leadership position.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what else? What else is happening?
Yeah. So another thing that's kind of on the horizon with our VISTA program is we're looking to, this is in the very early planning stages, we are looking to add the direct service model to our VISTA volunteer, our AmeriCorps program. It's through state and national Colorado Serves.
Mm-hmm.
And these volunteers will be able to come on board and help our nonprofits and service agencies with that direct service. So the AmeriCorps VISTA volunteers really help with infrastructure, building, grant research writing, standard operating procedures, really helping an organization fill gaps that they may have and move to that next level.
And I think that's interesting because I feel like a lot of people assume that nonprofits are fairly well organized, or maybe they don't. I don't know what the perception is. But I do know that I always perceived that they all must know what they're doing. And the truth of the matter is yes, we know what we're doing. We know what the work we want to do is. But all of that behind the scenes stuff, that HR, that mm-hmm. grant writing, that research to really make sure that we're using our funds in the best way even.
What impact you've had in the community.
Some of that just suffers because we're so busy trying to get our hooves on the ground,
mm-hmm.
if you will. And so I think it's really important work, that capacity building
it
piece
is.
Of AmeriCorps Vista. But what we were finding was more and more of our nonprofits actually needed more help with
boots on the ground.
Exactly. So what happens with that? How does that work? I have not been a part of those conversations.
That's
so
okay.
I don't know anything about it. It's so great.
So what it'll do is it'll really round out our program because we'll have the AmeriCorps Vistas who can do all of the building and capacity and operating procedures and things that are absolutely necessary to the success of your organization that a lot of times you don't have that time for, or our whole world just changed and now you've got to redo some stuff to be, you know, COVID compliant and how societies are changing. That's the person that you need is that AmeriCorps Vista volunteer. When everything is stabilized and you're ready to go, or if you have a program already in existence and you just need help delivering that direct service, that's where state and national comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So they just pair so well together.
They do.
So you've got everything, you've got your program going. Now you need an actual volunteer in the field delivering the food or tutoring the student or tutoring the adult or whatever it may be. That's where the other portion of the program comes in. And as I'm talking with AmeriCorps, they said that the two work really well because oftentimes an organization will have that AmeriCorps Vista volunteer first, get the building blocks done, your foundation is done, and then take on that state and national volunteer to actually run the program.
Right.
So we'll be able to meet the nonprofit wherever they are, regardless, and fill in for them to meet that need.
I remember when I was being trained for AmeriCorps Vista. This is back in the days of, the good old days of in-person trainings. And they we're selling the merits of a direct service partnership. And essentially what it came down to was within AmeriCorps Vista Project, like we already have, there's an expectation of how much capacity building they need to be doing in their service. And then there's this little bit of caveat of 10% of their work time that can be towards direct service. Mm-hmm. If you're working from the other side of the model, it doesn't matter how much capacity building they do as long as they're showing up and helping out with some of the direct service. So they could be doing 50% of the capacity building, even up to 90% of the capacity building. It doesn't matter, but they're not penalized for doing that boots on the ground work.
Right. Like right. And it's whatever works best for your organization. It's much more freeing for the volunteers and for the organization who's hosting the volunteer. And it's also with the AmeriCorps Vista volunteers, it's a year of service. There's a little bit of a difference with the state and national. Mm-hmm. It's hours served. So they could do 10 hours a week and stretch it out for a really long time. If you had a highly focused summer program, they could come in and just do your summer program and be done. They get the educational awards that Tracy talked about. So it's just really exciting to be bringing one more solution to our local nonprofits.
And I like to always remind anyone that I talk to, because I do talk anytime I meet someone new, I tell them about the Vista Project, because it really has been a baby of mine for so long. But as a mom, and I think you can relate to this too, it's really hard to find that work-life balance. And that's something that the AmeriCorps Vista Project does, is it also offers a child care stipend. So if you're a mom who's looking to get back into the real world and working environment and wants to be a part of the volunteer community or the nonprofit community, becoming an AmeriCorps Vista really is a lovely way to do that, because you have health benefits, a financial award at the end of your term. It could be financial or it could be education. Mm-hmm. And then you also have this child care assistance. So just a plug out there to all you moms who are maybe looking to get back into working, this is a really lovely way to do that.
It is. That I'm so glad that you brought that up, because it is really nice to have that child care built into the program.
Yeah.
And that you can get back out and or reintroduce yourself to a different, you've always been passionate about food insecurity or whatever it may be. Get out there, explore, give back to your community, learn about yourself, know that your kiddos are being helped to be cared for. It really is just a lovely program. And Tracy, Amy Barr,
right,
started it in 2017. And it was her vision and then your leadership that helped it grow to where it is today, that now we're able to take it to this next level of
and
growth.
And it's thrilling. I'm so excited to hear about these changes and the capacity that we're bringing to the area. So if folks want to learn more, obviously, UnitedWayBB.org.
Yes.
We're working on the website, I understand.
We are.
Right? Like everything, it's under construction right now. There is a lot of really good information up there, but as we are transitioning myself away from United Way and bringing Angela more in, things need to change on the website. So please check it out. There is a lot of information up there. Another thing, speaking of COVID and goodness, coming out of the deep hole that it has brought into our lives, what is United Way doing right now? I know that we've taken on something else, this Landlord-Tenant Recovery Fund. Tell me a little more about that.
The Landlord-Tenant Recovery Fund is also another really exciting thing that we're able to be a part of. And these funds are available to help anyone who has fallen back on rent and just needs a little bit of help to, or a lot of help, to stay in their homes. So we are helping people to stay where they feel comfortable.
Where they're safe.
Yes, where they're safe.
As we've gotten more vaccinations and people have been feeling more comfortable in the world, it's maybe less of a significant issue, that safety piece, but that's still very important. Where
oh, I
are
think
you
just
safe?
That sense of it's such an important thing for all of us. Where do I belong? Where am I going home tonight?
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk about what's important, right? So that we're able to help with that is tremendous. And this program, the eligibility, there's two things. You've got to live between Parachute and Aspen, and tenants must attest to a hardship due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. And as I understand, they can pay up to $3,000 or
right.
United Way. And this is a program that United Way is a fiscal sponsor of, I should say. It's also part of Mountain Voices Project. And we at United Way took on helping making sure these funds are getting into the community.
Correct.
Okay. And so if people want to learn more about that, probably the best thing would be to call
me.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's 970-625-8189.
Yes.
Oh, memory is good.
And the application process, it's really a quick conversation between yourself, whomever is in need of this rental assistance, and me, and takes maybe 20 minutes, maybe an hour if we get to chatting and we become friends. But it's really a short interview process, and then what we do is we pay your rent directly to your landlord, so you don't have to worry about that.
Speaking of which, I just remembered, that is another benefit of being a part of our AmeriCorps Vista project.
Oh, yes.
Our Vista members get a housing stipend. That is, it's a housing or living stipend, depending on the situation and the person, but that can also be paid directly to a landlord.
Mm-hmm.
Or the AmeriCorps Vista, depending on the need. And I believe we're at $300 minimum per month.
Correct.
Okay. So that's another benefit for AmeriCorps Vista with United Way Battlement to the Bells, and that is exclusive to United Way Battlement to the Bells AmeriCorps Vista project.
Correct.
I've had Vistas leave our project and wanting to go out and do another year of service somewhere else, and I always find it a little funny because they're like, wait a second, I'm not going to get a housing stipend anymore. Yeah, that is true. That is true. So unitedwaybb.org
yes.
is our website. Angela Mills is our new executive director. We're so pleased that she joined us.
I am so pleased.
United Way, we are looking for board members. We're looking for volunteers. We're looking for people who need help with their rent, potentially, and people who might want to volunteer as AmeriCorps Vistas. So
yes.
check us
and
out.
And nonprofits that,
absolutely.
That think that this Vista program sounds like something you're interested in would love to sit down and chat with you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Angela, for joining me
thank
today.
You.
And thank you to all the listeners. I know that United Way Cares will remain a part of KD&K. I am just not sure how, and I'm not sure if this is my last show or far from. We will find out. But thank you all for listening and have a lovely afternoon.